I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For a country known for the worst persecution of Christians in the world, what does Christmas look like in North Korea? Well, not surprisingly, it's basically forbidden, says Ben Gabriel, Alpha Relief's director at Global Advance. Open Christianity is a one-way ticket to a jail cell or a labor camp for you and your family. And yet the gospel has made inroads because there's an underground church that is quietly celebrating the hope of Christ today. It came in through various channels like Humanitarian Aid, which is where Alpha Relief enters this story. And they've had a chance to share the hope of Christ with guards and citizens alike. And prayer bathes it all. As for 2018,
we just have to continue to be on our toes and looking for new opportunities and new ways as things become difficult. And so pray for opportunities, pray for open doors for the gospel to North Korea.
And last week, we introduced you to Joseph, a believer involved in Bible translation in South Asia. Now, he's sharing the story of a village chief who refused to allow the gospel into his community for 5 solid years.
One day, for some unknown reason, one of the families, they allowed their 12-year-old daughter to go to the Bible school. And so she went there. They have kind of a children's home there. And during the break, she went home. And so she told her family about Jesus.
The chief announced that if Jesus could succeed where medicine and magic had failed and heal his paralyzed brother, he would let believers enter the village. A few prayers later, the boy was up and walking, and within a matter of months, more than 500 people had devoted their lives to Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you want to find your place in any of the stories you've heard today, head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. And on behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Ruth Kramer. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.